Today, Turkish officials said the three suicide bombers who killed more than 40 people at Istanbul's Atatürk airport were from Kyrgyzstan, Russia, and Uzbekistan. Their nationalities and other evidence found in an apartment in Istanbul are part of the reason officials say they are convinced that ISIS is behind the attack. NPR's counterterrorism correspondent Dina Temple-Raston has been following this and joins us with the latest. Hi, Dina.
Hi there.
Well, what are you finding out today about what we know about the attack and the attackers?
Well, we spoke to two officials who were briefed on the investigation, and they say they believe the three suicide bombers were among dozens of young men who came into Turkey from Raqqa about a month ago. Now, we had heard about this from our intelligence sources weeks ago, that there had been this credible evidence that ISIS had what they called forward deployed about two dozen fighters to Turkey in May. And that's why you were hearing about enhanced security measures across Europe. The feeling was that ISIS had moved these fighters into Turkey in plans of having them go on to Europe and attack there during the summer vacation season. And officials now believe that the ISIS leaders made clear that Turkey should be on the target list as well. ISIS leadership in Raqqa has been stepping up the rhetoric against Turkey, and clearly that has ended up with this attack on the airport earlier this week.
And as we said, the attackers have been identified as being from Russia, Uzbekistan, and Kyrgyzstan. Was that surprising to officials?
Not really. I know that ISIS is seen as an organization of Arab extremists, but in fact, there are literally thousands of Russians who have gone to Syria and Iraq to join the group. Russia is providing more recruits to the group even than the French. The government in Moscow has talked about some 5,000 Russians going to join ISIS. U.S. officials say the figure's probably closer to several thousand. There was a trove of papers that was picked up by the Combating Terrorism Center at West Point. They were ISIS documents that were found on the battlefield. And in those documents, in the materials, there was like a roster of fighters with their names, next of kin, that sort of thing. And there were more Russians on that list than there were Tunisians or Saudis. And then when it comes to Uzbeks, the Uzbeks were the forces who basically have been fighting in Fallujah. So they're considered among ISIS's most battle-hardened fighters. And one of the most famous ISIS leaders is, in fact, a guy who is from Chechnya. He was known as Omar the Chechen, and he was in a lot of the ISIS propaganda. He was considered the guy who ran the prison where those Western prisoners were, who were eventually beheaded. He had this red hennaed beard, and he was in a lot of the ISIS propaganda and very well known. He was killed in a drone strike in March.
So, Dina, what do we know at this point about what exactly happened on Tuesday at the airport in Istanbul? What more are we learning about the actual attack?
Well, they're learning a lot of things, investigators are, because they finally have the time to go through these volumes and volumes of surveillance video that they have. They have video of the attackers arriving at the airport by yellow taxi, and then they apparently opened fire almost right away. A security official had asked for ID before allowing them into the terminal, and this gunman just pulled a gun out of his suitcase and opened fire and then detonated his vest outside. Then there was a second attacker who came into the arrival hall and just started shooting. And a third man allegedly went downstairs into the departure lounge and did the same thing. All three of them were wearing suicide vests, so they started by shooting and then ignited their vest before they could be caught.
And the idea of that first attacker detonating outside was to draw attention away so the others could get in, or is that what officials are thinking?
They're thinking it has something to do with that. And also, as everybody started running away from him, it was easier for the other two men to sort of fan out and go to other places.
And authorities raided an apartment last night as well. What did they find there in Istanbul?
Well, this was an apartment where they believe that the attackers had been staying for about a month. Our sources say that the authorities found a Russian passport there, but it's still unclear whether the Russian passport is a real Russian passport or was just put there in hopes that they would find it. And this is what happened in the Brussels airport case as well, that they got a tip that got them to the apartment. But what's different about this case is they expected to find chemicals and precursors of a sort of bomb-making factory there in the apartment, and they didn't find any of that. We're not entirely sure what they found, but they found enough to make them think that this attack had actually been commanded or was a direct result of people in Raqqa telling these attackers what they needed to do. And it's interesting that there weren't chemicals in the apartment, because that suggests, at least for now, that those suicide vests came in from Raqqa or Syria with these bombers.
That's NPR's counterterrorism correspondent Dina Temple-Raston with the latest on the investigation into what happened in Istanbul at the airport in that attack. Dina, thanks.
You're welcome.